Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to another episode of Sex Talk. I'm your host, DJ All Sunshine Makes a Desert, and I have some thoughts that I want to share with you tonight. You know, I have with me internet celebrity provocateur and Eastern philosopher John of John Cam Live. So welcome, John.
Thank you, DJ Sunshine. I'm always happy to be here at WRCT.
And we're always happy to have you. I have all kinds of thoughts that I wanted to share with you. This is really a life-altering season, and this is going to be a life-altering show. I think that the best metaphor that I have is right now out in Pittsburgh. Those of you who aren't in Pittsburgh don't realize this, but we're having incredible rainy weather. It's very stormy outside. But I think, John, that you need rain, you need storms in order to continue and further the cycle of life. And so I think that what we're trying to do, in the same way that the rain is coming down and nourishing the plants that are going to grow in beautiful Pittsburgh, tonight's show is going to nourish a beautiful new relationship. That's right.
That's right. That's what we're hoping for anyway.
In order to give some of our listeners some background, John Kemp is, of course, a frequent visitor to the show, frequent guest, frequent lecturer, frequent sharer of his thoughts, ideas, inspiration.
And I make stuff up, too.
and we've also had, as longtime listeners will realize, a couple of weeks ago, we had the avant-garde punk rock band Honeyburst on the show. And John called in, and there was a moment of magic. This show is all about innovating and bringing people together. And one of our callers had a moment of magic with John on the phone. Did you feel it? Like it was like the airwaves and the phone line was electrified.
Oh, I definitely felt the vibes. I mean, I was watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I turned off the TV, and I ran to my phone, and I called, and we talked, and I forgot all about television and everything else just for those 5-10 brief moments, as I did tonight.
and that's the kind of effect that we have all over the nation and all over the globe is changing people's lives and bringing people together. And so we thought, why not bring these two people, John Cam and Smith, together on the show, meeting for the first time, to share both the first moments of their friendship with both our listening audience, with the greater world, and to I think in some very fundamental sense bond, as they created, as their friendship was born, I think thousands of little sprouts and seeds all over Pittsburgh are going to be born, too. Work with me on the storm metaphor here, John. I'm kind of sinking.
Don't worry. I'll come back to it later on when I need something to say in the show.
I think men like poetry, so if you want to try to work that into some kind of poem. There's also – uh-oh, my producer's giving me the evil eye. This means that I'm – this is radio gold, baby. we're going to have all kinds of surprises throughout the show. I believe we're going to have surprises, special guests, door prizes. I'll probably get naked at some point. Oh, and a couple of sort of operational notes. John is, of course, first and foremost, the operator of the nation's foremost webcam site, johncamlive.com.
Correct. www.johncamlive.com.
And that's J-O-H-N. That's not like that freakish Swede, J-O-N-cam.live, who's stealing all your business, right? And there's a bjorncam.live. Anyway, you can tune in right now on the internet to J-O-H-N, John Cam Live, www.johncamlive.com, and you can see us. We're actually in a virtual simulation of a delightful French cafe. And you will see John's beautiful first date on the internet. And also, you can also hear this show on the – I mean, if you're hearing the show already, you're probably already hearing it. But we're available at – if you go to WRCT.org, you can get an internet webcast of our show as well. So if you have to like – that makes no sense. If they're hearing a show, they're hearing a show.
Well, before we get started, if I could just say something real fast to everyone listening, I'd like to wish a very happy first anniversary to my friends Sharon Mama Spell, who is a local comedian here in Pittsburgh, and her husband Rich. So happy anniversary, you guys, if you're listening.
Sharon Mama Spell is a longtime friend of the show.
And also was married on my web camera year ago today.
Good. Oh, so I should also point out that if you want to interact on John's first date, and of course we all do, the studio phone number is 412 That's area code 412-621-9728. And if you're on the CMU campus, it's just 89728. So, John, I don't, you know, if I sit here any longer, I think I'm going to start eating this meal myself. So,
well, the salad does look good. I was tempted to start even before my date, but if you want a bite, you can have some of mine. Go ahead.
There's some kind of like sticky fluid on the top of it. Was that? Do you think that's?
I'm actually eyeing the wine. It's been breathing now for what? About a half an hour, 45 minutes.
So, what? Everyone's. Look, you know, it's all right. John, I think, you know, forget Smith. I think you and I need to have – I mean, I feel like a special bond between us.
It is rather romantic here. Will you hold my hand?
Oh, was that your hand? Actually, I've forgotten my code word. What was it?
Dogma?
Dogma.
Something with a D.
So without further ado, I would like to invite our very special guest, Smith, on the show. I've forgotten our code word. It was that lawyer word when you – disbarred. How can I use that in a sentence? Boy, you know – my ass is so firm, I feel like I'm being disbarred. So
I got nothing. That was good.
This, you know, I'm dying up here.
Okay.
So, I'm going to step on my chair.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm nervous. I turn and I look. Here's Smith, and I'm going to give him a kiss.
Wow.
Hello.
Oh, this is beautiful. So I mean, it's funny because, like, I actually have to, like, spend at least 2 days and then beg somebody, you know, for, like, a good half an hour, maybe even pay them before I get a kiss. But you got that over the way right at the beginning.
Well, no, that's the way a date should start. It's very nice to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you.
It's odd meeting you and going on to a date, and when I want to talk to you, I have to look into my microphone, but I hope you understand.
I can relate.
Okay.
Well, so hopefully you can think of the microphone as, like, the other person's, like, huge, engorged penis. I mean, I don't want to be putting thoughts in your head, but...
Actually, the one thought I have in my head is when you mentioned salad, all I could think of is people are going to hear a lot of crunching.
Well, they're used to that all the time, you know, because I'm usually scratching my ass during the show and adjusting my...
So may I offer, Smith, may I offer you some wine, or is someone serving us this evening?
Boy, you know, we were supposed to have a waiter, but...
health problems.
Oh, the waitress is sick?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's going on? So Honeyburst lead, premier, co-member, Chi-Chi was going to... Or wait.
Chi-Chi is the manager.
Okay, Chi-Chi's the manager, and who's going to be our waiter?
Sissy Fit.
Oh, Sissy Fit. And so what happened?
Sissy Fit had some kind of health problem with his esophagus. Where it kept him all night in dire pain. Uh-huh. And
I mean, isn't that just a euphemism for, like, you know, deep-throating fellatio going terribly, terribly wrong?
Well, I went there, but...
No. So how long have you been friends with Sissy Fit?
I've known Sissy Fit for about 12 years.
Did you know he was a friend of mine also?
No.
Yeah. I actually went...
Ding, ding, ding. You gotta have little, like alarms that go off when the points in common are reached.
Okay, that's one point. I was telling some friends of mine that we were going to be going on a date on the radio, and I also know an ex-roommate of yours.
An ex-roommate?
Joe Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love Joe Kelly. He's funny.
He was really funny at my house the other night after about 3 margaritas.
Wow, that's so weird.
Cheers. Let's drink.
Cheers.
So that salad looks awfully good to me.
It looks wonderful.
Where did this food come from?
It came from Panera.
Ooh.
It came from Juan's backpack.
Well, I'm going to be rude and actually make noise of eating food.
Well, I'd actually like to find out more about you because, like, people sure. seem to know, like, a whole lot about me. What is your manager's name again? Chi-Chi?
Chi-Chi LaBelle.
I've received an email from Chi-Chi today, and he said that I have this thing about documenting everything. So I write down every thought, every little thing I do during the day. I run to my computer, and I enter it so people can read it. And I really don't know anything about you at all.
What would you like to know?
Well, I understand you work at the 31st Street Pub.
Yeah, and Saturdays at Varkin.
What's that like?
Sort of like, I feel like Ambassador Gayville.
Uh-oh.
You know, I get a lot of ribbing. but that's okay.
Excuse me, did you say a lot of rimming?
Not there.
I'm sorry, I should stay out of this.
So you're saying you're like very openly gay and everyone knows you're gay?
Yeah, if they're misinformed, I point them out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because I also bartend.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
And I'm also very openly gay.
I'm not even sure if that one counts.
Okay.
But, I'll give it a ding.
But there seems to be more acceptance where I work, and it's not a real big issue. And
no, there's no problem there or whatever. But, you know, you'll get the straight guy asking me if I'm looking at his butt.
Oh, really? Just because he knows you're gay, he assumes you like his butt.
Yeah. So I asked him if he reads comic books because he's stupid.
Well, are you looking at his butt? I mean, when he asks.
No.
Never?
Not never.
Usually when straight guys ask me if I'm looking at their butt, I mean, they're right. I am looking at their butt. That's right.
Well, although, how can you tell if somebody's looking at your butt, right? Because they'd have to be behind you.
You can't tell because you get that little kind of sphincter clench that sort of, you know, you think it's inadvertent. It's sort of like, you know, when dead people are walking by you, the hair on the back of your neck rises up. Same thing. When someone's looking at your butt, you get an inadvertent sphincter clench.
So this is well known. It's not a bad reaction to KFC chicken or anything. It's
that's a good analogy. I see
straight
people.
Well, it also happens with KFC chicken. But enough about us.
I see straight people all the time.
That was a Sixth Sense way.
Yes, I saw that movie twice. It's one of my favorites. I like it. I watch it the second. You have to watch it like twice because the second time you have to watch it and go. Now, was I really that stupid that I didn't know? Well, I don't want to give anything away, but I really wasn't stupid that I didn't see that the first time. And
yeah.
I thought that movie was the dumbest movie ever until the last 10 minutes, and then I thought it was the greatest movie ever.
Oh. Ding ding ding.
Well, I liked it all the way through, but I thought the last 10 minutes were really excellent because it was like someone slapped you in the face.
Well, actually, my biggest complaint about the movie until the end was that, you know, I can't believe that his mother's not getting more involved with, you know, like, opening up to that guy. And
yeah.
She didn't even know he was there.
Well, without any more spoilers, I mean, you know, I was just going to say that also the rimming scene between Hallie Joel Osment and...
Oh, we're back to rimming. Oh, we're thinking about pornography. Speaking of pornography, how do you feel about being on a date with someone who has a site that some people think is semi-quasi-pornographic? Or do you think my site is that way? I don't, but do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, cool. I get a lot of ribbing about that, especially at work.
Really?
Yeah. people will go into my adult check portion of my site and blatantly in front of people that really don't want to hear about it say, well, what about you and that condom? And it can be embarrassing. I get embarrassed too.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't think your site is like that at all. You know. Well, of course, I've only seen it a few times.
Well, you made a really cool comment when we were on the phone. You said something about, oh, I know that guy. He's hot. I think mm-hmm. that's what you said. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll go on a date with that man. Because people aren't normally that honest, but there's something about being on the telephone with somebody, talking over the radio, even chatting over the internet, where people just kind of – do they really say what they're thinking? And I think that's kind of – it's cool and it's bad, but that was a cool thing.
How do you mean, just on the internet? Or
well, on the internet it's bad because they'll come right up to you in a chat room and they'll just be like, I want to insert this into your that, or I want to. It's very specific what they want. But just your thing about, oh, I know that guy. He's hot. You know, he's hot. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. That's the nicest thing anyone said to me in a long time. And this is my first date since Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, actually, no. I'd say 3 months for me.
That's pretty cool. Where was your last date?
Where was it? It was at Le Palmier.
That's really sweet.
Well, not sweet enough, apparently.
How did you meet the last person that you went out with?
Bar.
Oh, I thought that didn't work.
It doesn't. Didn't work at all.
I can go out and I can wear a suit and stand back and drink a martini and act all sophisticated and nobody will deal with me. I can go out dressed in jeans and a t-shirt, act hip and fun. Nobody will deal with me. I can go out and run around naked in a bar and no one will deal with me. So I don't know. Maybe, and it's just like, okay, well, bars don't work for me.
Well, same here, but I'll go out on a date and nobody will deal with me. So I don't know.
Not to raise an annoyingly logistical point here, but you've barely started on the salad, and you've got six more courses to go, including the shrimp course, the mint course, and the foie gras course.
Well, I did taste the tangerine there.
And also, I mean, at some point, I've actually – the dessert, I don't want to give anything away, but the dessert course, you'll be licking honey and powdered sugar off of my ass. And so I definitely want to get to that.
I thought we were going to go the other way. And
I don't have a sweet tooth.
And put Rufinol in one of the meals, but we wouldn't know who would get the Rufinol.
Well, I don't see this as an either-or scenario.
Yeah, I guess I think you're right.
So are you a big Buffy fan? I often talk about Buffy the Vampire Slayer when I'm on the radio.
You know, oddly enough, every guy that I have dated in the last 2 years since that show has been on has been a huge fan, and I've seen it once.
Ding, ding, ding.
Funk.
That's sort of
an anti-ding. Well, it's okay. I'm always working at night.
Well, no, we've established a pattern. He likes men who watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yeah, that's a ding clunk.
I usually tape it, as I did this evening. I'll watch it later when I get home. If I get home.
Perhaps we could have people from your chat room send us live updates.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to go out on the internet. I think that's kind of funny.
What, the whole date this evening?
Yeah.
Funny haha or funny, oh my God, what sort of nightmare have I got myself into?
Funny ha God.
You know, this, okay, like let's just say, we're just saying this for the sake of, argument. If we did end up dating and we ended up living together, this would be a very normal moment in our household. The camera, and I would like to have my own radio show out of my house, so we very well could be living like this.
And with me
and Corey and James and Juan are coming to side crack.
So as long as
wisecrack.
As long as we're in fantasy land, I have like a team of swimmers like be constantly, you know, massaging my ass and basically giving me daily oil rub downs, or is that not part of your fantasy?
Okay, get out of your happy place.
Well, Corey gave me my radio start, so he can have whatever he wants in my
fantasy.
Who's
this Corey?
Oh, I'm sorry. What is your name tonight, Captain Sunshine?
DJ.
I was trying to remember.
Very pertinent. It was DJ All Sunshine Makes a Desert.
All Sunshine Makes a
Desert. Storming outside.
I was trying, driving over here, I was trying to remember your name from last week because I saw it in an email, and it was something Berkshire Hathaway. What was that from?
James Hathaway's lost brother.
See, you guys all think that, but it's completely wrong. It's actually
who's James Hathaway?
Jane Hathaway off of Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh.
Okay.
It's actually a reference. Well, anyway, not like you care, but it's Warren Buffett's like investment company, right? Berkshire Hathaway.
Yes, it's actually one of the most famous small investment companies in the entire world.
And so, because you didn't recognize it. Mm-mm. You're now out of my will.
And for those of you unfamiliar with the format of the show, the DJ here does take a new name every other week at least.
Format. But enough about us.
What is your name tonight?
And if you two had a child, would it be sort of like me? Would you be proud to like raise a child?
I would be very proud to have a child to change his name every week. That'd be so cool. I'm going to update my, you know, like updating a website. He updates his name and his personality every week.
Well, my mother still changes my name.
To what?
Any four-letter word that will fit sometimes.
Oh.
Is Smith really your first name?
It is really my first name. It's a my great-grandfather's first name. Very English.
Oh, okay. Now it makes sense to me.
It's a Quaker name.
Well, tell me more about your band, because I don't know anything about the band either.
Band's called Honeyburst. Play rock and roll, pop, glam sort of stuff, and been doing it for about 4 years.
And what do you play in the band?
I play bass. The guitar player who used to be in Kelly Affair and the Heretics, Mike Michalski, Mike Kostelic, who used to be in the Cynics, and this young kid named John Couch on drums.
How come I've never heard of the Honeyburst before?
Because we don't like playing Pittsburgh.
Ah! Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
I try to play just one show a month.
I will say, though, that they're opening for Nash Cato coming up soon, which is sort of...
Second.
Yeah, which is sort of a big deal, because Nash Cato is a pretty... I mean, he was in a band, Urge Overkill, that was pretty big, and now he's going solo, so he's still in the music food chain, must be a relatively big guy.
Yeah, there's a couple songs on that CD. The first time I heard it, I didn't like it at all, and then I started to like it. Hmm. There's like three songs on it that me and Chi-Chi couldn't stop listening to.
Do you boys need your wine freshened?
Sure, that would be very nice, thank you. you know, two bartenders? Sure, please pour for us. No, I was scared they were going to make me wait on everybody. Thank you.
What else?
Are you trying to work your way out of the bar gig stuff? I mean, is that you just do that like?
No, actually, I worked in movies for, I don't know, 15 years, and I quit that, ran an antique shop, then a prop shop, and then I quit that, became a bartender.
What did you do in movies? Were you an actor?
No, I'm a set dressing, art director, painter.
Is that how you met our common friend Joe?
Yeah. In fact, I was in a band called the Pleasure Heads, and he did a video for us, which I gave him thousands of dollars, and I've never gotten a piece of tape.
The Pleasure Heads?
Yes.
Wow.
I've seen a lot of his videos. I don't remember seeing that either. I get my money back.
I think it was two girls sort of gothish looking sitting in a bathtub or standing in a bathtub singing.
No offense to Joe. I did some work with him late winter, and the stuff that we did never aired anywhere either. So, but I hear he works.
So I haven't seen him in a while.
So, John, can I start to interrupt your date?
Oh, I didn't even notice you sitting there.
But, people in your chat room are getting sort of feisty because they're like they're waiting for nudity and sex. So I certainly don't want to interrupt your date, but like. Would it be possible for me to just sort of dance in the background and give your or show my ass to the?
Sure, you could do whatever you could do whatever you like, and we'll continue our date.
And that's the way.
And then after dessert, if we decide to make love on camera, then we'll join.
No, that's what it usually is on your dates, right? It's usually dancing, go-go boys.
Oh, every night, yeah. It's me on the sofa watching Buffy alone.
That's a question there too. If you've been on for 2 years, that you've never. You would think that you'd be rather popular.
Well, I am via email, and people all over the world write me all the time. I just can't get to England. I can't get to Canada. I can't get to a lot of these places these people are. And what I've started to notice after 2 years, a lot of people find it – and this goes back to what I said before about the internet and people just – they can kind of say what they want. They can say they like me. They can say they want to be with me, but – if I say, well, I want to be your friend, let's really get together, then 99% of the time this doesn't happen.
Yeah, I kind of gave up on the internet thing.
Nobody even get me started on AOL and chat rooms.
Why is that?
It's horrible. It is so it used to be bad back in the olden days when it cost like $3.50 an hour to chat. At least you can get in and the people in the room had a job and were somewhat intelligent because not everybody had computers back then. And now – then I went through a phase where like all guys wanted online was sex, which is not a bad thing. But I think they were actually getting together and having the sex. Now like the new thing is everybody thinks that's all they're supposed to talk about. So even the people that don't want to have sex talk about it. And then, oh, I've got to go or – then they still don't want to be with you.
Well, I'm rather fond of sex, but I don't want to meet anybody on the internet. That's all they're talking about. It just seems like it's not real.
But meeting somebody on the radio show that's devoted exclusively to sex is a...
I don't know if that's so true. From what I just heard from him now, that's not true.
But the show isn't devoted exclusively to sex?
Exclusively? No.
Well, no, we cover like other base bodily, urination as well, right? I mean...
But, every couple of minutes I even forget that I'm on the radio.
Actually, not to sound vain or anything like that, but I have been in bands for like, I don't know how long, and television and movies, and it doesn't really, affect. I should be really nervous. I'm more nervous meeting you than I am with anything else is going on.
See, I think you're really sweet, and I'm not nervous with you. I was nervous for the initial thing. Mm-hmm. Once that was over, I'm just nervous that I'm going to say something and not speak into the microphone because I like to be professional when I'm on the radio without being rude to you. It's like, oh, wait, now it's time for my camera angle here. Hold on. But I've had that camera in my face for 2 years. Because of that camera, I started doing WRCT. Because of that camera, I started doing another radio station out of San Francisco. And every Wednesday, I do a show on GBC.
Did you say ABC?
No, I said GayBC.
Interesting.
Which you can hear at GayBC.com, www.GayBC.com. I do Rex's Rants, hosted by Rex Booth.
Isn't Gay Busey a classical writer?
Gay Busey?
Busey.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, now I remember that I'm on the radio. When I have no idea what you're talking about or what to say, oh, that's right, I'm on the radio. Think of something witty. Nothing. The salad is delicious.
So, Lance, are you still Lance this week?
Yes, I'm always Lance. I've always been Lance. I always will be Lance.
And I'm just going to refer to you as DJU because I keep forgetting what your name
All
is.
All sunshine makes a desert.
All sunshine makes a desert.
Or DJ Sunshine seems to be the accepted nickname.
I wanted to share with our radio listeners in this moment of our innovative radio and breakthrough first aid experience, I want our listeners to know that they can call in and share their thoughts, ideas, and experiences at 621-9728. That's area code 412-621-WRCT.
Because, John, usually when we have you on, your fans sort of bashfully call in and attempt to...
I think they might be shy tonight because they actually see me with another man. And if you look at the camera image, it is romantic looking. It really is. I think this is all very sweet.
Well, we are, of course, in a virtual French cafe. What?
We're just missing the music. We should have some, like, soft music in the background.
Well, we were going to play some of the dulcet tones of... the avant-garde punk rock band Honeyburst, but I don't know if we have that ready.
That's not really dinner music.
Dinner for
That's
some,
after dinner music.
Maybe dinner in prison.
So
vending machine music.
I have another important question for you.
Sure.
Other interests. How deep you? I think you mentioned this on the phone when I called in. How much into the net are you? Do you spend a lot of time on the internet, just in general, like working on websites or graphics or doing anything at all?
No, I'm just starting to get into that.
Oh, really? So I could, like, teach you? Like, you have, like, stuff to learn?
You could be my Obi-Wan.
I like that.
I have a new fetish. I've been writing on the internet for 2 years.
Obi-Cam.
I've been writing and keeping a journal for 2 years, but I found a... There's actually a journal craze or a diary craze on the internet right now, which is far surpassing live cameras because it's you can really get into someone's head more by what they write than watching what they do. And there's a journal convention coming to Pittsburgh in October called JournalCon, and I'm looking forward to that. I just wondered maybe if you ever like did anything like that.
No, I haven't done anything like that.
Would you, or do you like to kind of?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
I have no. Scruples? Is that the correct word?
We'd like to say I have no shame on the show here, but that's a slightly different thing.
I mean, I think he can lack both shame and scruples. There's no
I just haven't gotten there yet, that's all. I'm like so self-conscious about all the crunchy food that's in front of me.
It'll just make you sound – I mean, trust me, on the radio it just sounds healthy and vigorous.
Okay, so we have 25 minutes to go through 5.5 courses.
Yes, but the mint course is really quick, I promise. So are these – I'm curious now from the show's point of view. Are these sort of slice of life journal – the convention, this sort of culture that you're describing, is it slice of life or is it more sort of sexual than that?
No, well, everyone writes however – they represent themselves the way they want to be represented. I met a woman in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should say her name. Her first name begins with a letter N. If you're listening, I think you're really cool. And – I never would have met this woman had I not started reading her journal. And you can put a picture with your journal. Mm-hmm. And her picture is so – I don't even know how to just – she just stares right through that computer screen at you. And then she writes about what it's like to be a mother and a housewife. And I just – I have no experience with that, and I just find it very compelling to read. Mm-hmm. So I can leave my life and go into her life. And then we started emailing each other back and forth, and she said, you know, I'm really having a good life. I just leave my – I leave my bitches on the internet and then go back to my life. And I thought that was so cool. Because mm-hmm. I thought she was, like, upset.
Complaints, not
yeah. Like, she said, I'm feeding my son – something like some kind of dry cereal for lunch. Does that make me a bad mother? Like little comments like that. And I just think she's a wonderful woman. I haven't met her in person yet, but someday I would like to. I think she's really neat. And, you know, because of her writing, that's how I found her.
That would be, well, I have seen a couple journals. But who was it time?
Yeah. Well, with LiveJournal, I have to plug in everybody. With LiveJournal, they have a client you can download to your desktop. I also have high-speed internet connection that is always on. So for me, it's very easy. I just walk up into my computer, click an icon, a little box pops open. I start typing and then hit upload, and it just goes right up. So it's that easy for me.
So I hate to interrupt your date, but we've got a phone caller calling in who wants to share his insights and comments. So if you could address the caller and his concerns, that would be great. Is the caller on the air?
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Did you have a comment, concern, or idea to share with John and his date?
Well, actually, I wanted to talk to Smith. This is Roger D.
Hey, Roger. How are you?
No, actually.
It's Chi-Chi.
How's it going down there?
Well, it's going all right there, Chi-Chi.
It looks good.
Where were you this evening?
I was out meeting people.
Out meeting people. Pound the pavement.
Is that special Honeybird code for picking up crack whores on Liberty Avenue?
Well, actually, furthering the agenda of the Honeybird.
Crack whores.
So, that's all I wanted to say.
Oh, that's it?
Bye.
And what is the website address for the Honeybird?
www.honeybird.com.
Who said that?
I really thought he was gone.
www.honeyburst.com.
Yeah.
Did you have to pay, like, just to buy, like, pay $5 million to some, like, little internet brat who got to that name first? You can say yes. It's a better story if you say yes.
Sort of. I had to just pretend that I was going to act like a brat. And nobody had it.
That's fantastic.
We're waiting for that candy bar company to come up with that name, and we're going to rake it in.
Excellent.
I accidentally registered a new domain. I'm the proud owner of hhhuuu.com.
hhhuuu?
Hhhuuu. It all started when I registered my real name, which is johncolombo.com, and I'm so glad to own that. And I went back in there and was just kind of playing around, and the H and the U are right next to each other on the keyboard. And I was back at where I registered John Colombo. So I hit HHHUU, and I hit another button, and it registered, and there are no takebacks. So I own HHHUU, which I'm going to develop into something really cool, because I'm not going to, like, just take that horrible domain and do nothing with it. It's going to be a cool thing.
Like porn? I mean, that's easy to ask.
Well, no. I was thinking H – what was I thinking about? I think a lot in the bathroom, usually when I'm showering or peeing. Today I was peeing, and – homosexual, I think, for the H, and you, I can't remember what the U was right now.
Underdog? Happy homosexual holiday.
Under, huh?
That's the H is all set. So the U's could be like underwear, as you pointed out, umbrage.
Yeah, well, underwhelming, underutilized.
I was going to play it off as like, you know, when there are no more domains left, you know, HHHUUU. The last domain on Earth.
Well, you could almost make a whole movie about that, like have like a team of rollerblading little teenagers in the future fighting for the last domain name. Sorry.
Battle for the planet of the domain names.
I think this is the world's most efficient date because first you're both getting to know Smith, and second you're getting to know what a jackass I am. And so like you're both ruling out sort of the negative.
So you're saying Smith looks really good by contrast?
Yes, exactly.
DJ, day without sunshine is like night.
DJ, date from hell, that's what
DJ,
I
mean. DJ sunshine desert? DJ desert storm.
Well, you should have been, given the whole format of the show, you should have been DJ Yenta. Mm. Although, unfortunately, that steals the thunder of another friend of love, a friend of sex talk.
Indeed. I'll just be DJ Yentol.
Oh, wow. WRCT serves pickles.
Punchy. No, that's not a pickle.
That's not. Mm. Yeah, they wouldn't let me put ice in a drink here one time, and now they're giving me chips and pickles.
I'm on. The standard's dropped. Great.
But, no, I have a feeling, and I'm so glad that we got to meet, and after I started thinking about this whole thing, I started thinking, well, I really wish we were really meeting someplace else. I wish I just said, hey, let's go.
On the radio, on the internet.
Before now? Or
Before I even got here, I kept thinking, well, because I've always been one, well, in the past, to complain about living in Pittsburgh. But I really know some really interesting people. And whenever I want to do something, I can call, like, Sharon Spell, who's a local comedian. We can work on something together. Or I can, work on a film with Joe Kelly. And now I'm, know you, which hopefully will, I meet the rest of the Honey Burst. And, now I've got band people. And that's one of the good things about Pittsburgh. It's like once you start to know people, it just kind of, it snowballs and networks out like that. I'm not using you. I'm not saying I wanted to meet you. I was just thinking that it kind of –
I didn't think of that way.
Okay.
I thought about me. Who am I going to meet?
I met
Joe Kelly.
But it goes the other – and then it goes the other way. You might have some interesting internet thing coming and whatever. It's just – it's really fun meeting people here. And the one thing that I can say that is good about living in Pittsburgh is it might not be the coolest place to live, but there are some really cool people here.
Are you from Pittsburgh?
I've lived here for 14 years. I always forget, 14 years.
So you went to college here?
I went to college at West Virginia University in Morgantown, West Virginia. I changed majors probably like 7 times, but my emphasis area of study was always speech, theater, and photography, which is really interesting because now that's what I do on the internet.
That is kind of... Yeah,
I should have majored in one of those areas, and I didn't. I only took
it in the internet to be nothing but a big, huge performance art project, and I like it a lot because of that. Because you can find anything you want.
Well, and being
almost
in a,
anything
you and want. Being in a band. I mean, do you guys have like MP3s up or anything that people can download and listen to?
I'm not real thrilled with how it sounds, and I think I'd rather just wait till the technology catches up. Our singer hates the computer.
Yes. So I remember. Maybe I was wrong. I felt practically mocked.
Well, he shines at that. But, take it with a grain of salt because he means it that way.
I really thought I was talking to Joe. He sounded very much like Joe.
Yeah, I think he gets very well, the point he was making, I can understand his point. It's like, why do I want to, get on the internet and wait 10 minutes for some kind of sexy picture to download when I can just plug in the video and be done with it or whatever?
It's not always about sex. It's about communication.
Well, that's what I think. It's like DJ Mrs. Howell or whatever.
DJ Lovey Howell.
It's like your site. I've seen your site before, and I've heard of you before. You confirm that you are hot, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I never get tired of hearing that. Thank you.
But anyway, the point is like there are porn sites out there that are without a doubt a porn site. Yours isn't. It's sort of life as art.
It's a documentary.
I mean, if that involves peeing or masturbation, then so be it. But I don't think that's what your site is about, though. I mean, just from the diaries and the photos. Are you a photographer?
I am now.
By habit or force? Or?
Well, because of the internet and because of my website, I ended up owning a digital camera. And then I thought, wow, I've got a digital camera. I should go out and use it. And I've gotten some really great shots. And I found out that I love photography.
I was looking at the site last week, and your pictures of downtown were really good.
I do this a lot.
The DNC Tower.
Yeah.
That was really nice.
Thank you. But I did something that people in Pittsburgh don't.
I'm an art snob because I'm buying a gallery.
Are you?
Yeah. Huh. I bought the Garfield Artworks.
I know where that is, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm moving to.
You don't mean the food gallery. You mean something else.
Yeah, I mean a real place.
you're going to, run the gallery downstairs and live upstairs from there?
Yep.
Oh, that is so cool. And it's close to where I live. We haven't had ding-ding-dings for a while.
Oh, ding-ding-ding. Yeah, I've been lax.
And I've been thinking about looking for a loft kind of space to live in, and that would be the perfect place for me to move because I'd like to live in one room because of the webcam because I'm tired. I'm old and feeble now, and I can't keep moving equipment around. And as a photographer, I'd like to have space to keep moving my furniture around in so I can, work.
Well, I have about 6 apartments.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wait, is this show Real Estate Talk?
Join us next time on Real Estate Talk with Lovie Howe.
A gentleman.
Are any of these apartments kind of like loft, or are they like regular apartments with like walls?
Four of them are completely gutted, and one of them is where I'm going.
Oh, that is so nice. That is so sweet. Oh, and so John's journey out of Pittsburgh ends. And he's home. No, I'm really happy for you, because I think that at my age I should like start thinking about owning real estate too. And I don't. And then I call people to rent places. And I kid you not, I called today about a loft in Pittsburgh, and they quoted me a price of $1,875 a month, and that is to rent. It does not downtown, because it's so fabulous to live in downtown Pittsburgh, isn't it?
I hate to interrupt, but I have two points. One is that, speaking of someone who used to live in a couple of other cities than Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh has the cheapest rents of any metropolitan area, of any major metropolitan area.
Maybe
downtown is a different story, but people, you know, you
that's
can live,
usually a sign that nobody wants to live.
Well, indeed there is. But my second and more important point is that there's someone else who's called in to share their feelings about this whole experience. So, caller, are you there?
Hi, Smith. It's Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike.
How are you? How's the grub?
It's good.
Is that really good?
Yeah.
How's John Cam?
He's really good, too.
Is he being good to you?
I don't think he would. Yeah.
Aren't you listening?
It sounds good over here.
Really?
Yeah, it really does.
I'm real intimidated.
Don't be. Forget about it.
Now, who is this? Is this your
Mike Michalski, our guitar player.
So this is the guy whose ass I get to shave next week, right?
If you missed it again.
Look, let it grow out a little bit, and then I'm
going
to.
Oh, I don't like that. Then it starts to hurt, and it itches, and I don't like that.
Can't we just super glue felt onto it to simulate?
We could do that.
Okay.
I prefer
Elmer's,
though.
This is not internet-hating mic, right?
No, I don't mind the internet.
This is the good mic.
Not to be confused with the evil one. But the other thing I had to say is that I also know Joe Kelly, and I must vindicate him because I worked with him on a music video, and he completed it. And it's actually out. And remember, this was before he was gay, too. Well, I mean, you know what I mean. I mean, it was before he behaved.
Before he was out.
What's that?
Before he was out.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's exactly. But he was like, you know, when he went out, he went way out.
What was the music video?
It was a band called The Heretics. They were like a Black Sabbath, kind of like, but more alternative. It was like in the mid-80s. And we did it down at the Stroh's Brew House.
That wasn't the one with the foot licking in it, was it?
The what?
The foot licking.
Foot licking. Oh,
okay,
no,
wrong video.
What do you mean the one with the foot licking?
There was a vaginal bashing in it, though, as Smith could probably.
Yeah, I think I do remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The vaginal bashing.
And I think I've seen the one that John's talking about, too. I think that's the sissy fit one, actually.
Oh. Okay.
Someone on a skateboard licking feet or something.
Yeah, I think that is sissy fit.
No, this one was good. He just,
this one was good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was, it was actually for sale for a while. I don't know. I mean, we probably only sold 10, but, you know, still.
I understand the individual words, vaginal and bashing, but I don't understand, I don't think, what a vaginal bashing might be.
Can I tell you the story? It's really a good story. I just hope that she's not listening, because she probably listens. She's still in Pittsburgh, I believe.
As long as it's sort of compact.
Oh, okay, yeah, real quick. Well, basically, you know, we were partying as we were shooting our film, and we were in between takes, and Joe's, like, changing film. And, you know, if you guys are familiar with, like, Super 8, it takes forever in a day to get the tape in and out, and you got to do everything without actually seeing it. Everything's got to be in the darkness in a bag. Well, the bass player wanted to go goof around on the drum set. And now, we're in a giant warehouse, so it sounds like just a bunch of machines just, like, shaking. You know, when somebody's just playing the drums in this big warehouse.
Wait, is this the brief version or the extended?
No, I'm almost done. I'm almost there.
I'm losing
quick.
Interest, and I'm starting to compulsively masturbate here. So
okay, well, you're going to really love it when it gets to the next part. Well, she's playing the drums, and then she comes back out of the drum room because everything got silent for real quick. And she comes up to me, and she goes, "Can you come to the bathroom with me?" Mm-hmm. And I go, "Oh, I don't know." Well, I go down to the bathroom with her. She had broke the drum stool, and the post of the drum stool had went in between her legs. And
Chris.
Yeah, there was blood everywhere.
I remember that.
And it was rough because she took me down out of everybody, and I was really sort of out of it, if you know what I mean. Because
I didn't know that was you. I thought it was Michael that drove her to the hospital.
No, they came down to pick her up, but I was the one that she tapped on the shoulder and said, "Could you come to the bathroom with me?"
Well, seeing how she turned out, you should let her bleed to death.
Well, I know.
Sorry,
but,
we're in danger
know.
Of infringing on ER's copyright at this point.
But yeah, there was blood everywhere, and toilet paper with blood everywhere. It was rough. It was. She was turning yellow. It was just not good.
This is the most romantic date I've ever had.
I'm
eating it.
And we're
animal.
And meal.
As well, because we're running out of time on the show, and I have to serve the dessert.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to let you guys go to dessert. I just wanted to check in and say hey, and I needed to vindicate Joe.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
Okay, nice to meet you, John Kim. And
thanks,
if you guys continue talking after the show, Smith needs to talk to you about putting our tour on the webcam.
Oh, I'm there.
Okay.
All right.
See you guys later.
See you, Mike.
What's the scenario that John Cam becomes a groupie and the whole tour gets captured?
Right. I mean, is this just a sick Craven attempt? Craven isn't the right word, but for you to, like, get John Cam to advertise your punk rock band? Is that what this is all about? I feel
no, it was
used.
Actually to get to you.
I feel used. I'm not even involved.
And I just want the apartment Jeez. Now.
Oh, the beautiful art gallery.
We're all Machiavellian in our goals.
We need dessert. We have one brownie and one bear claw.
Or maybe 50-50.
Or maybe
50-50. Yeah, let me take one bite of my entree, because I'm still on first course.
Boy, that meat probably is all salmonella infested by now.
I mean, all right, I'm ready for dessert.
Was that the wrong thing to say? So, John, do you think that as a way of bringing visitors to the art gallery, you might paint your body entirely in gold paint and stand in the corner and have an 8-year-old child spit on you? And I'm just trying to like.
When are we going to talk about what I did for you? Am I coming back to talk about that, or is that going to come up like in just
what you did for me?
Yeah, and the show.
Wait, what? Fill me in. What did you do for him in the show?
We were out doing field research one evening.
Who, you and DJ?
So I would, yes, DJ Sunshine and myself and Lance.
Oh, that field research.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, sorry, we'll have to save that for another show.
Oh, I want to. But I would do anything, and I consider you both of you very good friends. I would do anything that a friend asked me to, that I wanted to, if it was to promote the gallery, and someone wanted me to stand there in gold paint and have a little kid spit on me. If I thought it was in good taste at that moment, yes, I would do that.
If it wasn't like that cute little Pepsi girl, that's what I'm thinking. She could, like, maybe.
Can I spit on her?
I would want you to do that at the gallery.
Thank you. That's another ding.
did you see the new one of that series? The Kiss one? It's horrible.
What series?
The Pepsi ads. Well, we won't go there. It's nasty.
So I should remind you that there's only 5 minutes left in the show.
Does that mean if we have anything else to plug, plug it now?
Well, my mind was more in the romantic vein.
Oh, right.
I think you've pretty much plugged most of your projects, right? Unless there's something I'm unaware of.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Okay, see you, Smith. Bye, Corey. I mean, DJ Sunshine.
And we are going to have to take a couple minutes at the end to make some show internal announcements. But,
I would like for us to get together again. I mean, this has been great. Obviously, it's a little awkward, just a little bit with the microphone thing, but, you know, I had a nice time.
I did, too. It's very nice to meet you. And I don't know how long it takes to sit down, but would you like to go for drinks afterwards?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. You can. My first lesson, you can show me how to put away high, expensive equipment.
Now, so help me out here. I mean, just for our listeners and for myself, when you say have drinks and put away my expensive equipment, is that like gay code for a total?
That's gay code for get the U-Haul. We're moving in together. It's usually reserved for lesbians.
Okay.
I was in the women's room at a club last weekend.
Poetic license.
And I heard them say that.
Well, I do want to thank you guys for doing this. I can see how stressful you guys were.
Well, we want to thank you for being such a good sports writer. It's not everyone who has their first date on the internet and on.
In fact, it's hardly anyone who has their first date on the internet, you know, via webcam with radio, with two wise ass
Well, thanks for having us. And John, thanks for being had.
And thank you,
I'm not sure you've had him yet.
Thanks for letting me finish your salad, but I don't know if you've noticed that.
Well, of course I'm going to finish eating once this.
Oh, is that where Smith's salad went? I thought he finished.
I'm sorry.
No. DJ Sunshine walked up and said, are you going to finish that? Took it and ate it.
I was hungry. You know, it's not easy being...
You know, I've been on this show a lot, and this has been my favorite time being here. So thank everybody. Well, except for the first time when I got to talk about me for an hour and a half.
Hey, wait a minute. What about seeing my ass for the first time? That's true.
Oh, that was a fun time, too. Okay, they're all my favorite times.
Good times.
Yeah, DJ Sunshine and I might have been the only people to ever do nude radio in Pittsburgh. We got well with my webcam to help so people could see, and that validates it.
Okay,
I should fill you in. There's a now classic episode of Sex Talk where John was here and DJ Sunshine were on the camera the whole time, and there was, I don't know what started it, but
DJ Sunshine just felt happy and stood up and took all of his clothes off, and me, Mr. I'll let the girl spit on me in gold paint, said, okay, I'll take my clothes off too, because it was art.
True. Although you did come prepared. You were wearing clearly superior underpants
and penis ornamentation. Yes. Ornamentation.
Of course, you can always, you know, nude radio. What a concept.
Andy Warhol presents.
Well, we're
beyond
still
the grave.
Arguing with the FCC over what it means. So, I think I speak for DJ Sunshine saying I don't think we could be happier with the way this is turned out. Maybe we should make this a whole series of things.
Well, I was hoping to set up a date with the swim team here.
You mean a polyamorous date among the swim team, or you on one side of the table and the whole swim team?
Right, and then I could pick my favorites. Right, I could pick each team member could be assigned a specific chore, you know, massaging different parts of them.
On that note, I we actually have to make a couple of announcements. A couple big things are happening. First, though, is that our lovely and talented producer is getting married this weekend.
Oh my God!
Serious? Getting married?
Yes, you can see her. You can see her glowing in the production booth as we speak.
And what's her wedding's website?
I'm not sure that her wedding has a website. Apparently, she's shaking her head. Apparently, no, her wedding has a website. It's a. Yeah, HHHUUU.com. And so I think we should all wish our producer, who's been one of the
happy,
you know,
heterosexual
great
holiday,
yeah, great steadfast influence in the show, like a very happy wedding this weekend.
Well, I think it's fantastic.
Oh, you.
At least she listens to me when I talk. Now I know.
And you know, I don't.
Oh, she's sharp as a tack. She doesn't miss anything in the show.
And I don't feel jealous and bitter about that now that CMU has its own domestic partnership policy, which just enacted like yesterday.
That's fantastic. I saw that in the paper.
We have one other, that is fantastic, and we did do a big show about that earlier. We had a guest on who was one of the people spearheading it. We spent an hour talking about it on the air, and I'm glad to see that process finally completed. So the other announcement we have is that I am going to be gone for 3 months this summer. But fear not, listeners, the show will continue under the steadfast hand of DJ Sunshine, right?
I don't know. I've been feeling sort of bitter about it. I might just spend every Tuesday evening sobbing into the microphone.
Well, I mean, we've done worse than that.
I don't know. What do you think? The John and Smith show.
And so, but I'll be back.
We'll miss you terribly. Thank you often.
I'll be back in the fall, and everything will be the way you're used to it.
Where are you going?
Los Angeles, actually.
Oh. Well, that's no holiday.
we'll see how it goes. I may be staying in, I may be living in a car for a few days, but.
Well, that's how, what's her name going to start?
Well, I have friends out there. I'll tell you where, I'll hook you up with somebody.
Really? That I actually, you should
I have web camera way. Friends, but you'd have to be on their camera, but they're really cool.
Oh, yeah.
To show your ass and have gay sex with them.
No, they're not gay.
What do you think of Chad Lowe's wife? She's, you don't understand, this woman that was in the story about. Brandon and Tina, the Brandon and Tina story. What's her name? Help me out here.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just
drinking
wine.
Wife. So, well, maybe someone, anyway, the point is that she and her mom moved to Hollywood, slept in their car for the first several months. You know, it's terrible. And now she's an Academy Award winning actress because of the Brandon and Tina story.
So he should suffer then.
The woman Hillary Swank?
Hillary Swank, thank you. Okay. Yeah.
So, but we're running out of time. We should remind you you're listening to WRC Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Thank you very much, Smith and John, for coming on the show.
You're
and,
welcome.
You know, helping us to make I believe, radio history, multimedia history.
Indeed. Right. Smith and John Smith. And what could be more natural than that? I mean, that's got to be with a few things.
JohnSmith.com. That's what could be more natural.
Pocahiney. I don't know.
John Smith, H-H-U-U. I mean, in case that John Smith is dead.
And to everyone out there, thanks for listening and tune in next Tuesday. Right?
I guess. I don't know. We're still going with that.